continuing in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Ches. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi met Eliyahu at the cave of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and asked him if he's going to go to Olam Haba. And at that time he heard the voice of the Shechina, and Rabbi Yeshua went to the gates of Rome to try to find the Mashiach. If we need an oath for the Mashiach, they said the banyas should turn into blood. The banyas is the source of water for the Yarden found in the Galil, in Eretz Yisrael. If a person wants to save himself from the pain and suffering of the Ikvus HaMashiach, he should learn Torah and participate in Gemilas Chasadim. The Gemara says Mashiach is like a birth for Klal Yisrael, so there are major birth pains that must go along with it. But during the years after Mashiach, Yisrael will enjoy a good life. What is the name of Mashiach? Some say Shila, some say Yinan, some say Hanina, and some say Menachem ben Chizkia, i.e. Nichum, comforter, who strengthens Mechazik, who is Mechazik, Klal Yisrael, Menachem ben Chizkia. Daf Tzadik says, for the Goyim, there is nothing to look forward to, as it will be darkness for them, but for us, Hashem will shine the light. Rabbi Elazar says, the time of Mashiach, after he comes, will be 40 years, Arba'im Shana Akut Bedar, as we see in Tehillim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, it will be 70 years. Rebbe says it will be 3 generations. Rabbi Daisa says it will be 400 years. And Avimi says it will be 7,000 years. Shmuel says there is no difference between Olam Hazeh and Yemais HaMashiach, except that we don't and we won't be at that time under the Shibud Malchus. Ein bein Olam Hazeh li Yemais HaMashiach el Shibud Malchus bilvad. It's a machloikis if a tzaddik is greater than a bal tshuva, or a bal tshuva is greater than a tzaddik. If someone marries off his daughter to a Talmud Chacham, or he helps a Talmud Chacham in business, or allows a Talmud Chacham to benefit from his property, he will have a lot of schar. Rabbi Elazar Madoi says, if someone mistreats a mayid, he ignores Mila, or he's malbin p'nei chavera, even if he has a lot of Torah and Chesed, he gets no Olam Haba. As we see from the pasuk, ki dvar Hashem baza, the person embarrassed the name of Hashem. Also, if one learns Torah and doesn't teach it, or one who could learn but doesn't, this pasuk covers him as well. Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha says if someone learns Torah but doesn't review it, it's like planting but not reaping the benefit of the peris. The Marsha explains that one who fails to review his learning will forget everything that he learned, leaving him with nothing to show for all of his efforts. Just like if one plants fields and he works hard, and then he doesn't harvest it, it's like he worked hard but he never got any benefit out of it. Rabbi Akiva underscores the importance of reviewing Torah by stating, Zemer b'chol yom, Zemer b'chol yom. A person should sing Torah every day. Rashi explains that this means, even if one's learning is fresh in his mind, he should nevertheless continue to review it constantly, like a song, ensuring that he will remember his learning forever. Rabbi Eliezer says, every man was created for toiling. Fortunate is one whose toil is in Torah. In the beginning, the Yetzer Hara appears like a thin string, but it ends up acting like a thick rope. Rabbi Alexandri says, anyone who learns Torah Lishma makes peace in the hosts in Shamayim, and down here in this world, he helps to protect the entire world, and he brings the Geula closer. Anyone who teaches his friend's son Torah, it's as if he helped create the child. Rabbi Avohu says, anyone who persuades his friend to do a mitzvah, it's as if he did the mitzvah himself. Anyone who insults a Talmud Chacham is deserving of the title of Apikaris. And finally, from the pasuk in Yirmiyahu Lamed Gimel, in Lai Brisi Yamam Valaila Chukais Shamayim Va'aretz Lai Samti, we see that without Torah learning both day and night, there would be no heaven and earth, i.e. the Talmidei Chachamim who learn Torah are the ones who protect the world. Daf Kuf. Why was Gehazi punished? More answers, because he called his Rabbi Elisha by his first name, instead of Rabbi Umari. In the time of Mashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put large precious stones at the entrance to Yerushalayim. A particular Talmud mocked the words of his Rebbe, and he was given a klala, and he instantly was turned into a pile of bones and died. The Gemara says, whoever's face darkens in this world because of learning Torah, Hashem will light up his face in Olam Haba. Rameir says the way a person acts, that's how a person is treated by Hashem. For example, if you give tzedakah to an ani, you'll get rewarded with money, and the reward for amida taiva is greater than the punishment for amida peronius. Those who read from the Sifrei Tzadikim, and who deny Kel Chai will not have a chelek in Olam Haba. The Gemara says the Efshar le'Olam b'lei Zecharim u'b'lei Nekevus. It's impossible for the world not to have Zecharim and Nekevus, but Ashrei mi Shabanav Zecharim, Oy lai lemi Shabanav Nekevus. The Gemara says a person shouldn't have too many friends in his house because some will turn to enemies. One who has a thin beard is smart, one who has a thick beard is a fool. The Gemara says a good woman is a special gift, and a bad woman is like leprosy to her husband. A pretty woman is fortunate to the husband, but be careful in that a beautiful woman can corrupt you. Finally, tell your secrets to only one in a thousand, and don't worry about tomorrow's trouble, because who knows what today will bring. Daf Kuf Aleph. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, all days for an ani are bad, even Shabbos and Yontif. Meaning that even though they get bread and they get better food on Shabbos and Yontif, it's still not good for the ani, since a change in diet, which is what happens on Shabbos where they eat better, brings stomach aches. The Gemara says if someone reads a pasuk with the wrong trap or uses psukim as jokes, he will bring ra'ah, bad, to the world. The Gemara says one who sings the psukim of Shir HaShirim is also something which is not good. Rashi implies that this iser applies to all of Tanakh, that a person should not sing the psukim in Tanakh. Rashi writes that the brisa, what we mentioned, that a person shouldn't be kare Shir HaShirim kimin zemer, although according to him it's usur to sing any of these areas of Tanakh, it specifically mentions Shir HaShirim only because Shir HaShirim is written in the form of a poem. The Magen Avram in Simin Tuf, Kuf, Samach, Sifkat, and Yud brings the Maril, who says based on our Gemara, he mentions that people should not sing psukim from Tehillim at Chasanus. The Magen Avram writes that at one's Shabbos meal, one should sing only zmiris which were specially composed for that purpose, Tzur Mishloach Chalnu, and so on and so forth, but not songs consisting of psukim of Tanakh. The Taz, however, there in Sifkat and Hay, says that it's only usur to sing psukim of Tanakh in a frivolous manner, but it's mutter to sing psukim of Tanakh if done as a means of expressing gratitude to Hashem, which is how we do it. Gemara says whoever reads psukim on the day they are relevant for the days, then he brings bracha to the world. One is allowed to rub oil into the intestines on Shabbos, since this is considered a drinking. It's drinking, as opposed to rubbing. One is allowed to put a cold keli on the eye on Shabbos, as long as the keli isn't mukta. When Rabbi Eliezer got very sick, all of his talmidim cried, except Rabbi Akiva, who laughed, because he knew he would be rewarded in Olam Haba, i.e. suffering is machaper for the avinus. The Gemara says there were three people who came with valid tainus to Hashem, Cain, Esav, and Menashe HaMelech. The chait of Yeravim ben Nevat and the fact that he instituted widespread Avodah Zarah costed him all of his Olam Haba. So why was he zeicha to Malchus? The answer is because he rebuked Shlema HaMelech. Daf Kuf Beis. Yeravim said he would bring Klal Yisrael to sin on the day of Tisha B'Av, which was already a bad day, since the Meraglim came back on that day, and the Churban of the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni was also on Tisha B'Av. Reb Chanina Bar Papa said, whoever benefits from the world without a bracha, it's as if he steals from Hashem and Knesset Yisrael. Shema b'ni Musar Avicha v'yaltita sh'tares imecha, the pasuk in Mishlei. Reb Yitzchok says, every bad thing that happens in this world contains a small amount of einish due to the Egel Hazav. Melech Achav was both a ach l'shamayim, an adversary to Shamayim, and an av, a father to Hashem, ach of. Achav was even worse than Yeravam. He placed an Avodah Zarah on every single road in Eretz Yisrael. At the beginning, he wasn't so bad, but later on his wife Yizevel influenced him very, very badly. People say those who take revenge actually end up destroying their own house, because in the end, they will be destroyed. Taf Kuf Gimel. Since Menashe did tshuva, he was zeicha to Olam Haba. Anyone who says he didn't get Olam Haba discourages people from becoming balei tshuva. Achaz was also a Rasha. He didn't allow the study of Torah, and he caused the Mizbeach to become full of spider webs because he didn't allow it to be used. There are four people who will not be Mekabel the Shechina. Letzim, those who mock, Shakranim, those who lie, Chanefim, those who curry favor, and finally, those who speak Lashon Hara. Abba Bar Chana said, the neshama of one tzaddik is equal to that of the entire world. Micha was also bad because he created the Pesel of Avodah Zarah, Pesel Micha, but he didn't lose Olam Haba, since he used to give from his bread to travelers. Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said, providing meals for guests and travelers is so important that we see by not doing it, it took two families away from Klal Yisrael, Ammon and Mayaf. Al-Dvar asher kidmu eschem belechem umayim. When Klal Yisrael was in the desert, they didn't want to give them food. Therefore, they were punished with not being able to marry into Klal Yisrael. Daf Kuf Dalet. Since Yisra invited Moshe Rabbeinu to be a guest and eat by him, his grandchildren were zeicha to sit in the Lishkas Hagazes on the Bezdin. They found a skull that was thrown by the gates of Yerushalayim. They tried twice to bury it, but it kept popping out of the ground. They said that it must be the skull of Yehoyakim, who was once the Melech. Chizkiya said, anyone who invites a guy to his house and serves him, it will cause golus to his children. Why was Klal Yisrael punished with the verses of Eicha, written with the Aleph Beis? My answer is, since they were over the Torah, which was written with the Aleph Beis. The derech of the Goy is to relieve himself on the road. For the Yisrael, who is at Snua, he relieves himself on the side of the road. The night Klal Yisrael cried on the news of the Meraglim was Tisha B'Av. So Hashem said, you wept for nothing on that night, I'll be kaveh you to weep on that night for many generations, i.e. always for Tisha B'Av. Anyone who weeps at night can be heard all around by all the neighbors. And finally, if a person has a tzara, and he tells it over to his friend, he should specifically tell his friend, he hopes that it doesn't happen to his friend. Daf Kufay. David and Nebuchadnezzar were both called Avdei Hashem. Bilam was also called Ben Beor because he was Baal, his animal. And he was a double Rasha because he mistreated Yaakov, i.e. via Lavan, as well as many others that he did later. Midian and Moav used to always be enemies, but because they both hated Klal Yisrael, they became allies, much like two dogs who hate each other. But they band together because each one believes that if the wolf eats the other dog, he, the second dog, will be eaten next tomorrow. So they come together to kill the wolf. As people say, when the cat and the weasel make peace, bad mazel comes. The donkey of Bilam spoke up to him, and Bilam himself was aware that Hashem was angry at Klal Yisrael. That's why Bilam said to Balak, how can I give a klala to Bnei Yisrael now, if Hashem now isn't angry at them? Generally speaking, Hashem can get angry during the first 3 hours of the day. The Gemara says Avram saddled his own donkey when he went to do the mitzvah out of Ahava for Hashem. Bilam saddled his own donkey out of Sina. By both it says Vayashkem, but they both got up early, Vayachvaish, and they saddled their own animals. Except one did it out of Ahava and one did it out of Sina. Rabbi Yehuda says, Li'olam yasaik adam b'tayra uva mitzvahs afilu shalai lishma. A person should always do mitzvahs and learn Torah, even if he does it shalei lishma, because eventually if he does it shalei lishma, he will come to do it lishma. And although Balak brought 42 karbanas to harm Klal Yisrael, since he was zeiche, by bringing the karbanas, rus came out of him. Mitech shalei lishma, balishma. From the bracha of Bilam, we see that he really had in mind to do a klala. He said, Matayvu ahalecha Yaakov. It seemed like he was giving a bracha, but what he really meant was a klala, that they shouldn't have bate midrashim, they shouldn't be in Eihalim. Daf Kuf Vav. The kana, the reed, had a very big mila. It was chosen as the quill that would be used to write Sifrei Torah and Mezuzahs. Rabbi Yochanan says, anytime the Torah uses the word vayeshev, it connotes eventual pain. For example, vayeshev Yisrael bashitim, and right afterwards it says that there was nus with b'nais mayav. Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz megurei aviv. Right after that it says, Vayave Yosef es dibasam ra. Yosef brought the bad words to his father, which again led to pain. If a woman pickles a green in a pot, if something tame touches the root of the vegetable, this isn't called a yad for the tumah, and the vegetable remains tahar. Finally, it's not important how much you know, but what your kavan is, because that's what Hashem sees. Vashem yira lelev. Daf Kuf Zayin. A person should never invite Nisayan for himself, because he may fail, as David did. That's why we say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov, but we don't say Elokei David. If someone is Baal and Eishes Ish, he gets Mises Chenek, but still has a Chelek in Eilam Haba. But if one is Malbin Pnei Chavera Beravim, he gets no Chelek in Eilam Haba. The Gemara says, even when David wasn't feeling well, he was still Mekayim the mitzvah of Oina, the mitzvah of having relations with all of his 18 wives. Those who darshan smuchim, i.e. they darshan two psukim that are next to one another, learn that the result of marrying Yefas Tayar is to have a bensera umara that comes from that. This is the psukim at the beginning of Parshas Kisaitse. Just like if a person puts a fire on his lap, he'll get burned, so too if one is Baalanesh ish, he'll be hurt. When Shlomo HaMelech built a Beis HaMikdash, he wanted to bring the Aron into the Kodesh Kodashim, but the gates would not open up until he said the pasuk in Tilim Chof Dalet, Su'usha Aron Rashaychem, and the pasuk of Hashem Elokim al Toshev Pnei Mishichecha. One was Chayta and Machte Es HaRabim. He's not only Chayta, but he causes other people to sin. They're punished with not being able to do tshuva at all. A person should use his left hand to push away, and use his right hand to be makar of people. The balance is very important. When it comes to a child, you must be especially careful not to push away too hard, but must be makarav more. Until Avram it's time people did not get older. People used to mistake Avram for Yitzchak and vice versa. So Avram was mispalel that people, as they get older, should look like they're older. Until Yaakov, people wouldn't get weak before they died. So Yaakov was mispalel that they should. So when their children see them weakening, they'll come and see them. For example, as Yosef did. Until Elisha, when people got sick, they would not heal. So Elisha was mispalel that people could potentially heal even when they got sick. The Mishnah. V'dor ha-mabel don't have a chelek in Olam Haba, but they're also not judged. V'dor ha-flaga also didn't have a chelek in Olam Haba. They were scattered around the world. The Anshei Sedaim have no chelek in Olam Haba, since they were so bad, but they will be judged. Rabbi Achamya says, they won't be judged either. Rabbi Akiva says, the Meraglim, V'dor ha-midbar, the Adas Karach, also had no chelek in Olam Haba. Rabbi Eliezer says, they will have a chelek in Olam Haba. Taf Kufches, the Gemara. For the Dor HaMabel, even when Hashem returns neshamas to the dead bodies, their neshamas will be burnt in Gehenna. The Dor HaMabel was punished because of the gaiva regarding Arayis and all of their general badness. The Gzar Din of the Mabel was really for everyone, including Noach. But since Noach was Matzachen B'Enei Hashem, he was saved from the Mabel. The Pasuk in Noach says, Ela toldos Noach, Noach ish tzadik tamim haya b'day reisav. Rabbi Yochanan says, B'day Reisav tells us that he was only a tzaddik in his generation, because everyone else was so bad. However, if Noach would have lived in a different generation, he wouldn't have been so special. Reish Lakish says, if he was such a tzaddik, B'day Reisav, in his bad generation, Kol Shekain, he would have been a tzaddik, B'day Reisav, Acherim, in other generations. The Gemara says, if the animals didn't sin, why did they also get killed with all the people? More answer is, since Hashem prepared the world for man, and the animals were there for them too, in other words, only for the purpose of serving man. Once the people died, what good were the animals? They weren't needed. The Gemara says, Noach tried to give the people teichacha and warn them that if they don't get better, Hashem will bring a flood. But of course, they didn't listen. Since the Dor HaMabel was nichshal with reischin, i.e. with hot water, shichvas zera, they were punished with reischin. They were punished with hot water through the floods. The eulogy for a tzaddik delays punishments to the world. The Gemara says, by the Mabel, Hashem asked Noach to take 7 of each animal that was tahar into the teva, but for the Timaeus, he asked him to bring 2 of each animal, zachar unikeva. When Noach sent the yaina, the dove, to see if the waters of the Mabel had subsided, it returned with an olive branch. Rabbi Elazar says that the olive leaf, which was grasped by the dove, signified that the dove would rather have food as bitter as an olive leaf, as long as it's provided directly by Hashem, rather than have food which is sweet, provided by the hands of man. The Marsha mentions that this is a lesson to man, that it's better to live with the little that he obtains by the work of his own hands, rather than live and rely on stucco from other people, as we see from Rabbi Akiva, who says in Masechet Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Aseh Shabbatcha Chol V'Al Tetzarech Labrius. It's better to eat a small weekday meal on Shabbos than to accept a lot of stucco to provide a fancy Shabbos meal for a person. The Gemara says, Nachum Ish Gamzu had a habit of always saying, no matter what happened, even if it was something bad, Gamzu L'Toyva, this is also good. Once he was sent to deliver a gift to the Caesar, but the gift was ruined by the innkeepers. They put sand on it. And when the Caesar saw it, they took him out to be killed, because the gift had been ruined. So even there he said, Gamzu L'Toyva, this is also good for me. And he was saved by Avraham Avinu, who turned the ruined gift into sand, which was been able to use for miracles. Daf Kuftas. V'dor HaFlaga built a high tower to destroy Hashem. Because of this Avera, they said, Ein lahem chelek lo'elam haba. By the Dor HaFlaga, there were 3 different groups, each with different sinful objectives. One group was punished via being turned into monkeys, which were like Shadim. The Anshei Sedaim used to focus their efforts on rich people and force them to give up their money. They used to have a special bed for guests. If the guests were too tall, they'd cut off the guest's foot. If he was too short, they'd stretch him. When an ani came, they would refuse to give him to eat, and if anyone invited a guest to a simcha, they'd punish that baal bayis. They, of course, the Anshei Sedaim, were punished with also not getting any Olam Haba. Finally, from Vayikach Kairach, the Pasuk, we learn that he was Lokach. He took a bad lot for himself, i.e. conflict. And Kairach, he became Karcha, he became bear, i.e. he was swallowed up. Daf Kuf Yud. In Mishlei Perek Yud Dalad, we learned Chochmas Nashim Bansa Besa. It's the wisdom of the woman who builds a proper house, or in fact breaks the house like the wife of Kairach. The 250 of the Adas Kairach were the Chashuvim who stood up in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe went to Dasan Va'aviram to make peace. In fact, he was Meichel on his covet. Rav says, from here we see one should try to avoid machlekes at all cost. Rav Yossi says, anyone who is chelek on Beis David is roy to be bitten by a snake. Rav Chisda says, anyone who is chelek on his Rebbe, it's like he was chelek on the Shechina, as we see Karach, who was chelek on Moshe Rabbeinu. Because of this, Karach and the Adas Karach were swallowed by the earth. Rav Bar Chana was traveling, and an Arab merchant showed him the place where Karach and his group was swallowed up. When he put a cloth into the ground, it became burnt, and when he listened to the ground, he heard the Adas Karach saying the words, Moshe Emes v'sarasai Emes. The Mishnah. The 10 Shvatim who were exiled by Sancheriv will not return, because as the Pasuk in Devarim Chavtes says, they will be sent to another land. Gemara. If the Aseres HaShvatim will come to Eilam Haba, this is a machlokes. The Rishayim will get all of their pleasures in Eilam Hazeh, so they will not have any schusim in order to enjoy Eilam Haba. Daf Kuf Yad Aleph. When a person says Amen, it's like he admits he believes in Hashem, so the gates of Shamayim open up to him. If there is one chash of a family in a city, they can have enough power to create a schus for the entire city. The Gemara says, just like by Yetzias Mitzrayim, many of the 600,000 didn't go all the way out, the same will be true for the Emes HaMashiach, that not everyone will be zeicha to the Mashiach. In the future, Hashem will be a crown on the head of each tzaddik. These are those who are humble, who conquer the Yetzer Hara, those who can participate in the Milchama Shel Torah, and those who get up early and stay late in the shuls and Batei Midrashim. The next Mishnah. An Ir HaNidachas is a town where most people are Oved Avodah Zarah. The people from this city have no chelek in Eilam Haba, and the Yeshve Ha'ir should be killed. Once the city is destroyed, it cannot be rebuilt with additional houses. Daf Kuf Yud Beis. If a caravan was passing through the city, if they were there for over 30 days, they become part of the Rabbim of the Ir HaNidachas and are destroyed along with the Ir HaNidachas. In general, if a person lives in a city for at least 12 months, he becomes a full resident and becomes chayef to pay taxes. But if he lives there less than 12 months, while he might be called a taishav in the city, he's potter from paying taxes. And finally, although tzaddikim living in a city aren't killed together with the rishayim of an Ir HaNidachas, but their belongings are destroyed together with the rest of the city. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Rabbi Eliezer says if a city has even one mezuzah in it, it cannot have the din of Ir HaNidachas and cannot be destroyed, since one is not allowed to burn kisvei kodesh. If we have a klal, which is an aseh, and a prat, which is a lois aseh, we don't say that the usual halacha of klal uprat applies, which would have the prat explaining the klal. After the burning of Yerichai, Yehoshua said, anyone who rebuilds Yerichai will have a klala on their children. You can't rebuild Yerichai and give it a different name, and you also can't build a different city entirely, but call it by the name of Yerichai. Hashem never gave over three different keys to one person in this world. The three keys are referring to the key of childbirth, the key of rain, and the key to Trias HaMesim. Finally, the Masechta closes by saying, if a Rasha comes to the world, anger comes as well. If a Rasha is lost from the world, good comes to the world. When a tzaddik dies, bad comes to the world. But when a tzaddik is born into the world, good comes into the world. This marks the end of the Masechta. Hadron Allah, Masechta Sanhedrin.